elegantly put in our slides. So I encourage everyone, as you're singing these songs tonight and listening to the scriptures, really try to take home the fact that it's our job to praise God, and he deserves it. So we'll start out with a scripture reading from Psalms 95, starting in verse 1. That's Psalms 95, verse 1. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And we'll be led in prayer this time, Brother Terry.
Let us pray. Almighty God, great and powerful are thee. Glorious is thine all power be to thee. Father, we ask that you would forgive us for our sins as we look at them. Please bless this meeting. May everything that we do and continue to do be come up to thee as a sweet smelling smoke. Please bless all of those who are leading us in singing that who take what we hear and what we sing and apply it to our lives. That our hearts will be drawn to praising thee and singing to thee. For thine is the glory forever and ever. We sing to thee, ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
The second reading is in Psalm 96, one chapter over, verses 1 through 9. It says, Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all the peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in beauty of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Number 532 in your blue books, Praise Him, Praise Him. We'll sing verses 1 and 3. Do, mi, do, mi.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest of angels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise
next song will be from the supplement, song number 68, Mighty God.
No soul you are the sunshine and I am a candle. You are a mountain and I am a hill. You are the ocean and I am a river, winding and swirling and ever quiet.
We will read now from Hebrews chapter 13 verses 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer sacrifice and praise to God, that is, the fruit of the lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. James chapter 5, verse 13. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are they cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with the oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And anyone who has committed sin will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective.
Number 976 in your blue books. 976, Sweet Adoration.
If you'd like to turn in your Bibles, we'll be reading primarily from 1 Peter chapter 1, a few verses starting in verse 3. We'll get to that in a minute, but if you were listening to the words that we were singing tonight, I don't know how you couldn't be uplifted. I guess that also stems from the fact that I got to pick them, so I picked songs that I thought were uplifting. So if your personality is different from mine, I apologize. But I just, while we were singing, I wrote down just a few things that I took away from the verses that I didn't get when I, you know, read and studied them when I picked them out, or from the songs when I was picking them or putting them together. Just, you know, kind of what was the highlight of each point. And I just want to read through a few of those really quick. As far as the verses that we read, God calls us to sing songs of praise to Him, to worship Him as our Creator. He will never fail us. He's promised us that He will be our rock of defense and our strength. So we should sing to Him. And we have plenty of reasons to praise the God that created us and that created this world. We shouldn't fail to do that. The songs, we sing about how awesome and really just mighty He is. And we need Him for support, for strength, for our salvation, and most of all, we need His love, because without His love, we would have no hope of everlasting life. The creation itself, the world that we live in, really just declares how great God is. It didn't happen magically. It's not something that just happened by happenstance. It was very deliberate, and He created the world in a day, but it was very intentional. Or a week, I guess, certain things in days. Even the heavenly beings, angels, we sang about cherubim and seraphim praising God. That's really our eternal goal, isn't it? To be in heaven. What do we think we'll be doing in heaven? It's always amazed me when people say, yes, I love God, but I don't like to sing. Okay. From what I read in the scriptures, that's kind of what we'll be doing. We'll be praising God for eternity if we are fortunate enough to make it to heaven. That's something that, personally, I can't wait to do. And men around us aren't always going to understand that. That's something that really falls short a lot of the time. You know, people ask, why are you showing up on a Sunday night in the rain when you could be doing so many other things to sing to a God that they may or may not believe hears us? Well, I think we can all say that we have the faith that He does hear us, and He has our best interests at heart. Our joy that we have is profound. It amazes me how much I can see the brethren here and other places that they're always so happy, or at least they appear that way. How does a group of people become so happy when you go to work on Monday morning and there aren't that many happy people? We are probably some of those people, but being together, having a common purpose, it really allows us to have an immense amount of joy and allows us to be very happy. I'd like to go ahead and read in 1 Peter chapter 1, starting verse 3 and continuing through the 9th verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, in that genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see Him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We have a God that has blessed us with an amazing gift. As men, we fall short. We do sin. And He's given us this amazing gift of His Son, God, that came to earth, lived and suffered, and died on our behalf, so that we could have the hope of everlasting life. Peter praises the brethren here for having a faith that is so strong and so devoted, even though they go through various trials and things that are uncomfortable for a time. Not even having seen Jesus, not even having heard his teachings, they heard them from someone else, but they didn't hear it from him personally. And that kind of speaks to the later Christians that come afterwards, like us. We haven't seen Jesus, but we've seen evidence of God's work, of his strength, of his creation. And as such, we worship him. It seems very, very fitting to me that we have a faith that is so strong and we can celebrate it. To those who have not become a Christian, I'd say you're missing out on some of the joy that we have, and most of the joy that we have. We're able to trust in our God, and we're able to partake in some of his blessings because we have been saved by his Son who came to die on the cross of Calvary for our sins. And through baptism, we come into contact with his blood, which saves us. If there's anyone this evening that has not become a Christian but would like to, please come forward. If you have any questions about anything that we have done or anything that we have said this evening, we'll be happy to discuss that with you. Please join us as we stand and sing.
There is.